Yeah, just been listening to Colt Seaver's boo about our relationship with music, and I totally agree with him on the tactile nature of, you know, the LP, the vinyl LP, and how that has been reduced by CDs. But of course that is, in a way, it's not the necessarily the CD itself that did that. It's a decision by the people that make CDs in order to save money, that they wouldn't produce big covers, because they actually could easily put them in bigger covers with the same amount of production that used to go into it before. And I also disagree with them slightly on the whole question of Spotify, because I think Spotify has done a number of marvellous things. First of all, you can listen to almost any music that you want to hear. There are big gaps in it, I've discovered. So about almost. But it does allow you to do things like compare tracks. For instance, Guns N' Roses track Sweet Child of Mine. If you just type it in, you get a whole load of versions, most of which are rubbish, of course. But actually, one or two really nuggets, you know, golden nuggets, really good version of that by a band called Luna. Also, Mamas and Papas track, California Dreaming, you find that there's actually a version of it recorded by John Phillips shortly before he died. Really brilliant version of it, and it's really worth checking that out. So I'm going to big up Spotify. Bye now.